High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, home of the Fall City Tigers. It is basketball action tonight between the Tigers and the Johnson Brock Eagles. In a girls' game tonight, Fall City comes in here 1-0 after a win last week against the Syracuse Rockets. Johnson Brock, they come in here 2-0 on the season with wins so far over Sydney, Iowa, and Palmyra. That Tuesday night win at Palmyra, you heard here on Sunny 101.3. So a couple of early season undefeated teams going at it here tonight at Fall City High School. Fall City coached again this year by Andy Arbrewster, and the head coach again for the Johnson Brock Eagles is Mitchell Atkinson. Johnson Brock has a really good crowd here already. We're just about 4 or 5 minutes away from the final pregame festivities here. The national anthem and all of the starters being introduced to the crowd on hand, and we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and I'll take a look at the starters for tonight between Johnson Brock and Fall City. That's after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse for the visiting Johnson Brock Eagles. I have Coach Mitchell Atkinson. He will go with 5'8 sophomore Brooklyn Behrens, 5'7 junior Hannah Lillinus, a 5'8 junior Natalie Knippelmeyer, a 5'8 sophomore Brooklyn Buckmeyer, and 5'11 sophomore Taryn Ottoman, your starters for Johnson Brock. Brooklyn Behrens, Anna Lillinus, Natalie Knippelmeyer, Brooklyn Buckmeyer, and Taryn Ottoman. For the Tigers tonight, Coach Andy Arbrewster goes with 5'6 senior Elise Poppy, a 5'7 senior Maddie Jones, 5'5 junior Ava Armbruster, 5'8 junior Ashley Kirkendall, and 5'8 senior Reese McNeely. Again, for the Tigers, Elise Poppy, Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, Ashley Kirkendall, and Reese McNeely. You're starting five tonight for the Fall City Tigers.
Show support and enthusiasm by cheering your team,
Tigers at home tonight. If you're looking for the Sacred Heart game up at Friend, that's over on Sister Station, KTNC tonight. Randy Gatula, they got the girls and the boys Sacred Heart at Friend tonight on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. And all of our games, whatever station you want, Sunny or on KTNC, on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. Go to the Listen Live button, and from the bunch of stations, it'll drop down. Pick KLDA or KTNC for whichever game you want to listen to. They are introducing the starters to the crowd on hand here tonight. And Tigers, with their second consecutive home game for Johnson Brock, they're on the road for the second time this week. Now they're ready to introduce the Tigers here. While they're doing all this, we'll take another break, a two-minute break, and back with the tip-off at Fall City and Johnson Brock on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Stepping into the center circle, it'll be Ottman for Johnson Brock. The tip is controlled by Fall City's Ashley Kirkendall. And up the floor come the Tigers. They go right to left towards the east bucket here in the first half tonight. Over the ball goes to Ava Armbruster in the middle. Now back out on top to Kirkendall. Armbruster working around the perimeter of the zone. And a three-point shot up by Poppy. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Anna Lillinus. And here come the Eagles on the front court. Give the ball over to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Take the ball to the right side. Down low on the right side. Lillinus again with the basketball. And a three-pointer on the way. No good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound comes out long to Kirkendall. She fires ahead to Maddie Jones. Catches it on the run. Lays it up and in, and it's 2-0 Fall City. Nice pass, didn't he make it? We could catch without a dribble. Put it up off the glass for two for the Tigers. They get the first lead of the ball game. The other way we go with it. Barons inside Ottoman, and a big sophomore turns and puts it up in there. 5-11 is Taryn Ottoman, and we are tied at two. She is an excellent ball player. Up the floor to the basketball. Now over to Jones for three in the right corner. It's up and down. Maddie Jones starts with a hot hand. 5 quick points for the Tigers. And we got 6:40 to go in the first quarter. To the front on the left side with the basketball. Lillinus over to the top now. Natalie Knippelmeyer working the ball around to the right side to Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer had the ball tipped away by Jones. Ahead to Poppy. Poppy running it out on the left side. Layup is up and good. And the Tigers have a 7-2 lead. Back we come. Johnson Brock basketball. And they get it corralled. They do. And here they come up the floor. Anna Lillinus with the ball. Moving the ball to the left side. Passes it off there. Gives the ball up to Knippelmeyer. Cross court right side now for Buckmeyer. She'll hold it. Inside Ottoman. Turns and she's going to be fouled. And go to the line to shoot two. I'm guessing Poppy. It is Elise Poppy with the first foul of the ball game. And Taryn Ottoman will go to the line to shoot the first two free throws of our ball game here tonight at the Fieldhouse here at Fall City High. Ottoman ready. Sets herself up. First one's on the way up. And around the horn it goes. Falls out of there. In for Johnson Brock comes Chloe Weiss, a 5'4 sophomore. Sitting down this time, Buckmeyer, free throw on the way up, free throw is good, and the score goes 7-3, Fall City, 6:03 to go, opening period, Over the top goes the pass into a double team. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Tiger ball short of midcourt. Good try there by Weiss. The ball rolling around. Got some fencing up over there to keep from going into the bleachers. That's good. So the Tigers get the ball. Nearly a steal by Johnson Brock. Ball to the front court. Abe Armbruster with it. Gives the ball to Jones. Dribbling out top. Back into the free throw line. Needs help. Away to Poppy. Inside it goes. McNeely back out. Jones drives down the right side of the lane. Off the glass. Too hard. Rebound. Anna Lillinus. And here comes Johnson Brock with the ball to the front court. Off the left side. They go to Knippelmeyer. Drives to the free throw line. And back over to Lillinus. And traveling call is didn't get a clean catch. Got an extra step in there, and it will be Tiger basketball. A Fall City ball. Johnson Brock showing a little pressure here, starting in midcourt. Armbruster dribbles up against a double team. Handed the ball off to Kirkwell. Didn't think that was coming. Now kick it out to Jones. Right corner three ball. Short this time. Rebound McNeely, and the put back up off the rim. No good. Ottman with the rebound, and they say it's going to be Tiger basketball. So the Tigers will get the ball underneath their own basket. Inbounding will be Reese McNeely, the senior. Bounce pass into Jones. Got pushed around, steps inside the defender, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to the Eagles, and Weiss on the run the other way. Weiss shoots, and it's blocked by McNeely. Comes down in play. Picking it up, Kirkendall gets it out of there now to Armbruster. Armbruster, just a junior, will be her third year as a starter for the Tigers at the point. Drives in, pulls up, 12-footer, won't go. Chases down her own rebound, keeps it alive. Cross-court, McNeely up, Ottoman tried to block it, and I think she's going to get called for the foul here for the Eagles. Official comes our way, 32 the call, Taryn Ottoman her first. Team foul number one on Johnson Brock at the free throw line now. Will be the Tigers. On the way up, it's short, no good for Reese McNeely. Should get one more here. Natalie Clark, a 5'10 senior, checks in for the Eagles. Fall City will bring into the game Hannah Collier, a 5'6 senior. And the free throw won't go, and the rebound grabbed up by Natalie Clark. Clark hands the ball and up the floor. Brooklyn Barons give it out top between the circles. Ottoman passes it off again. Now it's Weiss. Give the ball away to Barron. Down the lane she goes with the left hand. It's up, it's down, and a foul called on the Tigers here. That makes it 7-5. Foul on the Tigers on Eva Armbruster, her first, team foul number two. 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Brooklyn Barons at the line. Free throw up and rattled home. And we get a one-point ball game, 7-6. Pressure defense by the Eagles. Kirkendall takes the pass, comes up the floor, left side to Collier. Nearly lost it, gets it away to McNeely, who got pushed, and now to Collier for three in the left corner, no good. Ottman rebound ahead to Weiss, up the floor to Barons on the left side, slows it down in the paint, and a reach-in foul called on Fall City. Probably Reese McNeely, yep. That will be her first team foul number three on Fall City. Inbounding from the baseline will be Johnson Brock. They look. They bring it into Clark. Right back they go down to Barron, and she'll take it out top, and Weiss will reset the offense against the man-to-man. Weiss passes it off. Ottoman bounce past the middle to Clark. Couldn't make a clean catch, and Barron for two. Straddled the three-point line. It's up. It's good. She's got five, and now it's 8-7. The lead goes to Johnson Brock. Pass stolen, Barron's layup up and good. Barron has got seven. The Tigers want a timeout. They were off to a good start. Now trail 10-7, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So, for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
3:36 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-7. Johnson Brock with the lead over the Falls City Tigers. Tigers had the lead at 1 point, but right now we've got a 10-7 ball game, and the lead is going to belong to the Johnson Brock Eagles. We come back to live action here after the Tiger timeout. Inbounding will be Ashley Kirkendall off the baseline for the Tigers. Now the ball comes into Hannah Collier. Looks to go back. Now goes forward. Pass stolen away by Weiss. Oh, a foul call? That wasn't... That was not the most hard foul we've seen this year. First one on her. Team foul number two. Kirkendall inbound for the Tigers from midcourt. She'll go back court to Armbruster. Poppy checked back in the game during the timeout for the Tigers. Poppy dribbles up. Now a double team comes to her over to Collier. Back out on the left side, driving in will be Jones. Shoots it and missed it. Maddie kept it alive and can't control it. The ball's off her hands, out of bounds. Jones hit her first two shots of the game, had 5 quick points. Gave the Tigers a lead. Now we come the other way. On the left, 3 ball up, too strong, no good by Knippelmeyer. Ottman with the rebound, dribbles into the paint, up with a little left-hand hook, no good, but a whistle and a foul on the Tigers. Maddie Jones picks up her first foul. Team foul number 4. And at the line, Ottman again. Free throw up, free throw good. That gives her 4 points in the ball game, looking for 5 here. On the way up, it is good. She's made 3 in a row now, has 5 points in the ball game. Up the floor, Kirkendall lobs ahead to Jones. 18-footer, swish, short corner on the right side. She's got 7. 12-9, Johnson Brock with the lead. Here's a long one, up and good for Ottoman. And that's a 3 ball, and that'll make it 15-9. 8 now for Taryn Ottoman, sophomore, 5'11". Jones driving into the paint, bumps into a defensive player, and a foul called. Clark must have got there late. That's the call by the official, Natalie Clark, her first foul, team foul number 3 on the Eagles. McNeely comes in for the Tigers again. Isabel Armbruster, 5'5", sophomore, checks in for Falls City. Behrens, Lillinus, Weiss back in there, I believe. And also back in now is Brooklyn Buckmeyer for Johnson Brock. Out top with the ball on the right side. Now it goes to Poppy. Out to Collier. Collier against the zone. Looks now to Kirkendall. Back over to Collier. Loads up a 3 on the rim. No. Rebound McNeely over the back. And that's going to be her second foul here in the first quarter. Team foul number 5 already on Falls City. Maddie Jones had a quick break along with Ava Armbruster. They're now both checking back into the ballgame as Collier and McNeely will sit down here with 2:08 to play in the first quarter. Up the floor comes Johnson Brock with the ball. On the left side, Brooklyn Behrens. Dishes off, gets it back, and now it goes to the right side for Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer had it stolen away. Kirkendall on the run. Buckmeyer hustles back, knocks the ball loose, out of bounds. Good recovery. And it'll be Tiger ball on the baseline. 1:51 to go. Down 15-9 are the Tigers to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Lob it in. High pass back out to the top now to Isabel Armbruster. Pass the ball around. Inside to Poppy. Shot blocked by Ottman, who brings it down. Gets it away to Weiss. Weiss up the floor into the paint, and Poppy runs into her from behind. Runs her over, who knocks down a Tiger teammate. So Poppy called for her second foul. Team foul number 6 already on Fall City. Johnson Brown's going to be in a bonus the rest of this first half. Poppy out. Back in comes Hannah Collier. So two Tiger starters already on the bench with two fouls here in the early going. Bring it in. Karen Ottman makes the catch. Turns, puts it up and in. She's got 10 already, and the lead is now 8 for Johnson Brock. Outside, Jones, three ball on the rim, straight up, won't go in. Rebound comes down to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Inside, Ottman couldn't make a clean catch, rips it away from a Tiger defender, gets the ball away to Lillinus. Hannibal handed off to Buckmeyer, back into Ottman in the paint, left-hand turnaround, up, no, rebound, Maddie Jones. Tiger ball on the run, Jones up the floor, now slows down, we'll leave it over to Armbruster. That's Ava with the ball with 54 seconds to go in the period. Over on the right side now with the basketball, Isabel Armbruster. Collier with it, hands the ball away to Kirkendall. Free throw circle, and she double dribble. Switched the ball from one hand to the other without getting it on the deck, and it's going to be Johnson Brock ball after the turnover. I'll bring the ball in. Buckmeyer will go back with it to Weiss. Sophomore comes up the floor. Out top, swing it around now. Take the ball far side, knocked away, loose, and stolen by Izzy Armbruster. And now a foul on Weiss, trying to chase her down and get the ball back. Second foul on Chloe Weiss. Team foul number 4 on Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock brings Brooklyn Barons back in the ball game. Weiss will sit down. 27 seconds to go in the first quarter. Into Ava Armbruster off the left side now to Izzy. Out of the left side now, Collier swinging it around. Kirkendall dishes off. The Tigers run a little weave out top. Armbruster to Collier. Faked, drives, gives it off. Left side. Ava Armbruster, three ball is short, no good. Rebound kept alive and out of bounds. Touch last. Maddie Jones, as she was going to grab it, it got tipped by an Eagle and it went off her arm out of bounds. But Johnson Brock with 6.5 seconds to go. Inbounding from near the end line. Get the ball in there. Coming up the floor with it. Knippelmeyer knocked loose by Ava Armbruster. 2 seconds to go, and the Eagles will inbound at midcourt. They're going to look forward, I would think. They get into backcourt. Barons will fire it. It's good if it goes. Off the mark, no good. After one, 17-9, Johnson Brock with the lead. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Keep you and your family safe when holiday shopping this year by following these simple safety tips. Shop during the day. If you must shop at night, do not do it alone and avoid carrying large amounts of cash. Be sure to dress comfortable and don't overload yourself with packages. It's important to have clear visibility when walking, especially in icy conditions. Holiday shopping safety tips brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
17-9 after one here. Johnson Brock leading Fall City in our girls' game tonight. Fall City went 0-for-2 at the free throw line in the first quarter tonight. Johnson Brock went 3-4 out of 5 at the line in the first quarter. Johnson Brock basketball, two ball, right side, Lillinus missed it. Rebound brought down by the Eagles, and now diving are the Tigers. Kirkendall made a dive. Johnson Brock coaches and fans wanted a foul call. As the ball got pushed forward, Johnson Brock reached down to get it. And the ball went shooting out of bounds to the far end of the floor. So the Tigers have it. And up the floor, Armbruster to Kirkendall. Ashley will work it around over the right side now. And again, Ava inside. Jones in the middle. Working in there against the taller Ottman. And is able to get the ball up and in. Nine for Maddie Jones here for the Tigers. Ottman at the other end. Up. Good. And a foul. And that may be Poppy's third. She's undersized in there playing that post, especially against Taryn Ottman, who now has 12 points here in the first half. And we played less than a minute of quarter number two. That's team foul number seven on the Tigers. So Poppy is out of the game again for Fall City. Free throw on the way for Ottman, and she missed that one. Rebound to Reese McNeely. She's playing with two fouls here. And here come the Tigers down by eight, 19-11 in the middle. It's a bank from the front, a little running one-hander. Good for Ashley Kirkendall. That wasn't a bank. She would have called that one because she was right there. It's a good shot. Inside, Ottman missed it point blank. The rebound to Jones. Off to Ava Armbruster, the junior, up the floor. To Jones, into McNeely, back it goes, and out over to Kirkendall for three. Left circle, up and down. Ashley Kirkendall with back-to-back hoops, and now we got a three-point ball game. It was a nine-point lead for a moment. Now it's three. Up the floor we go. Johnson Brock ball into the hands of Knippelmeyer. And they get two players together. They get traveling called against Johnson Brock. Coach Mitchell Atkinson says, let's talk this over. Timeout Johnson Brock. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
6:29 to go here in quarter number two. Johnson Brock leading Ball City by a score of 19-16 tonight. Ball City had the early lead. Johnson Brock is led by as many as nine here in the second quarter. Right now, it's a three-point advantage for the Eagles. It's Fall City basketball. Ashley Kirkendall inbound on the sideline to Ava Armbruster. Now she throws up the left side to Izzy. Back to Ava. Up the floor. Dribbling up. Now leaves off Kirkendall. Back over Izzy down in the corner with it. Jones had it knocked away. Got it back into McNeely. Layup is good. McNeely with her first two of the ball game. The assist to Maddie Jones. And the Tigers within one here. Johnson Brock to the front, three ball up, and off the back iron, no good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound comes out long to Kirkendall. Ashley on the move up the right side. Down the lane, gives off underneath Jones, got fouled, it's up, it's good, and she'll go to the line. The Tigers reclaim the lead. Foul on the Eagles will go against Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her first, team foul number five, and another timeout called by Johnson Brock. They take their second timeout here in the quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Oh, 20-19. Tigers lead it by one. Chance to make it a two-point advantage here if Maddie Jones can connect on the free throw. She's got 11 already for the Tigers in the ball game. Looking for an even dozen. It's on the way up, and it rattles and goes. Jones with 12 and Taryn Ottman with 12 for Johnson Brock here in the first half. Tigers up by two. Now we come the other way. A lob in to Ottman, makes the catch. Up on the right side, make it the left side of the right hand. Up and good. She's got 14. I'm going to need more room in her scoring column. I can tell you that already. 14 now for Taryn Ottman. Here's a steal and a push foul. Steal by Johnson Brock, made by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Oh, wait a minute. Foul was on Johnson Brock. Okay, I thought that was going to go against her, trying to get the ball back. Brooklyn Buckmeyer gets her second foul. That's team foul number 7. I'm missing one somewhere. Free throw up and good by Ava Armbruster, her first point of the night. Ava knocks down the front end of the 1-1. Tigers are up now, 22-21. We were tied there momentarily at 21. Up and dropped it right through. Tigers leading 23-21, 5:25 to go in the first half. Coming up the floor, around the back, Barron's down the lane with the right hand. It's off the back, won't go. Rebound brought down by the Tigers, Ava Armbruster, and she got fouled from behind, and she'll walk down to the other end, shoot 1-1 again. Foul, and it's a heavy call, sir. Who did he call? I was looking at a different referee to make that call. Who did he get it on? He's changed his mind. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Now the officials are going to get together and decide who the foul is on. I think. Two. All right. Brooklyn Barron draws the lucky foul call. Her first, team foul number 8. And now back the line is Ava Armbruster, 1-1 again. Up and good. Nailed it. Ava, 3 points in the ball game now, all here at the free throw line here in the second period. Tigers up by 3. Deep knee bend, high arcing shot, front edge, no good. Ottman with another rebound for Johnson Brock. She's a good ball player. Good size, can shoot the three. Tough as nails inside. Now has it out top, guarded by Maddie Jones, has given up a lot of height there. She can hold her own in strength, but height on battle inside is going to have a tougher time. With it, Brooklyn Barron's out top and a reach-in foul on Izzy Armbruster. That'll be her first. And that's team foul number 8. So now to the free throw line goes Brooklyn Barron. She's got 7 in the ball game, all in the first quarter. Tigers up 3, and the free throw in and out won't go. And Ottman kept it alive. It comes its way back to Brooklyn Barron. She picked it up and moved her feet and got called for traveling. And the Tigers will get the ball back with 4:50 to go here in quarter number 2. And the Tigers threw it away. Ava Armbruster threw cross court to Izzy, who was going on up the floor and didn't know the ball was coming. It bounces up here to the scorer's table. And now Johnson Brock gets it back. Hannah Collier into the ball game for the Tigers now. And a pass cross court stolen by Kirkendall. Good anticipation. Layup at the other end is good. Kirkendall with 7 all here in quarter number 2. Tigers up by 5. Work the ball around with the basketball now. Take it, and Johnson Brock will throw it away on the tough man-to-man defense by Fall City. Tigers with 4 seniors on the squad this year. Johnson Brock, they've got a whole bunch of freshmen and sophomores on this team. Up the floor, left side, Ashley Kirkendall, the elbow, dribbles into the middle, down to Maddie Jones, left corner. Ottman steps out on her, but stays a little ways away. Back to Jones. Moves. Baseline. Spins into the paint. Oh, into a big double team. Into Park and Ottoman. No way you're going to get over that or around it. Now in goes Ava Armbruster. She tries a runner. Up short, no good. Rebound, Ottoman coming out of there with it. Ahead to Behrens. Behrens pushes the ball forward. Shot up, no good by Knippelmeyer. Rebound, Maddie Jones. Ahead to Collier. Dribbling up and waiting for help. Oh, cross-court pass. That's dangerous. It was lucky it wasn't picked off, and then it got by off the hands of Ava Armbruster. May have been screened up, may not even seen it coming. 3:43 to go, timeout, Ball City. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes, 43 seconds left in the second quarter. Ball City Tire Grove leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 26-21. Two ties, two lead changes here so far in this ball game tonight. First tie was a 2, the second one a 21. Johnson Brock ball to the front court with it. Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens gets a pick. Armbruster goes to the floor. Out to Ottman for 3, and she buries it from the left side. 17 now for Taryn Ottoman. Sophomore lighting it up, 26-24. And it's Kirkendall to the paint, left side. Collier thought about it, thought too long before the pass and moved her feet. It'll be Johnson Brock ball off the turnover. Been a game where each team makes a run, and a couple bad things happen. Their team's on a run. Tigers bring Izzy Armbruster back into the ballgame, the sophomore. Down the left side, Behrens, and now back out to Ottoman. Got away from Jones, and she tried to stop. Jones grabbed the basketball, and traveling will be the call against Johnson Brock. Tiger ball, 3:08 to go in the first half. Coming up the front court, Ashley Kirkendall working at the point now with Ava Armbruster out of the game for the moment. Kirkendall with skips it over the top now to Izzy. Back around to Collier. Collier, they run a little weave out top. Kirkendall turns the corner. Back out it goes, and Izzy Armbruster, three ball, no. Long rebound comes out, and it'll be grabbed on the right side by Kirkendall between defenders. Shoots it, misses it. Rebound to Clark, outlet on the left side. To Knippelmeyer, up the floor, stops. Right side to Vyse, who check back in. In the paint, down to Ottman. And unfortunately, it was a good bounce pass, a great idea, but they were too close, and it kind of went right at her feet. And as happened so often in that situation, the ball headed on out of bounds. So Kirkendall up the floor on the right side with the basketball now for Tigers. Left side in the corner. Now it goes in from McNeely to Jones. Triple teamed and able to push the loose ball out of there. Kirkendall, three ball up, down on the right side of the circle. Kirkendall with 10 all here in the second quarter for Fall City. Two triples, a couple of deuces, and it's 29-24. Floating it up with the right hand, no good, will be Behrens. Rebound, Natalie Clark, up and in on the left side for the senior. 29-26. Kirkendall, top of the key, three ball, got it again, nothing at the bottom of the hole. That's 13 in the period for Ashley Kirkendall, and in the game, and the Tigers are up by 6. 1:38 to go in the first half, and a reach-in foul. Ooh, Reese McNeely. Is that 3? It's going to be. And that was just a little touch foul from behind. That's a costly one for the Tigers, and here comes Ava Armbruster back in the ballgame. Out comes Reese McNeely with 3 fouls. Joining Poppy on the bench has been there quite a while with 3 fouls. And at the line is Natalie Clark shooting 1-1. It's on the way up, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down Maddie Jones. Senior with it. Pushes the ball ahead, and it's Ava Armbruster. Oh, who's that on? That's on Johnson Brock. from my position, that foul is on Taryn Ottoman, her second. From my position where I'm sitting at midcourt on the opposite side where that foul was, it looked like Eva might have pushed off, pushed the defender forward. But the official saw it the other way, and he was much closer than I was, or am. Now we're having our officials conference here. Now they're telling the scorebook what's going on. Well, nothing changed. It's still 1-1 at the line. Ava Armbruster, where she is 3-for-4 in the ball game at the line. Ready, fires off, no good. Kept alive by Kirkendall. Loose ball rebound, Ottoman. Gets the ball away to Behrens. Brooklyn coming up the floor in the middle. Pass to the middle. Ottoman. Oh, a nice pass across the lane. And an easy layup for Natalie Clark. And it's 32-28. Tigers with the ball. Front court now. Kirkendall, 13 in the quarter. Got the hot hand. Inside Jones. Double team. Spins. Got him in the air. Shoots it off the glass. Good. 14 for Maddie Jones. The Tigers are up 6 again, matching their biggest lead of the game. 34-28, 49 seconds. Goes lock loose. Collier with the steal. Chasing it down. Stop. Pop. No. Foul on the shot. She'll go to the line to shoot two. That's going to be on Natalie Knippelmeyer. No, it's not either. They called that on Vice. I didn't see her there. So, unfortunately for Johns Rock, Chloe Vice has picked up her third foul. And to the free throw line goes Hannah Collier, looking for her first points of the ball game. It's up. It's good. She will get another one here. Johnson Brock brings Anna Lillinus back in the ball game. Collier ready again. 41 seconds to go in the half. It's up. It's no good. Clark the rebound. Outlet ahead. Knippelmeyer throw it up the floor. Back to Knippelmeyer in the middle to Clark. Spins, shoots, no. Rebound brought down. Izzy Armbruster. Away to Ava from Collier. Up the floor. Coach Andy Armbruster says, get one shot, girls. It's a good one. You don't really care when it is. Skip it across to Collier. Down in the corner now to Izzy. Back out top. Ava, 15 seconds on the clock. Kirkendall moving in. Could have shot it. Didn't. Isabel Armbruster will shoot it. Kept alive. Jones the rebound. Around a defender. Left side. Too strong. Rebound out of bounds. And a push foul on Johnson Brock. And that might be, let's see if I'm right before I say it. Yes, Taryn Ottoman picked up her third foul for Johnson Brock. That's a big foul against the Eagles. Her third. She's sitting right now on 17 points. Lead all scorers in the ballgame. Ashley Kirkendall at the line has 13. And free throw is no good. Her first free throw attempt of the ball game. She's got 3 3 balls here in the second quarter. But now we continue. Ottoman comes out of the ball game for the final 3.5 seconds of this first half. Up and good on the free throw for Kirkendall. And now Johnson Brock trying to inbound it. They do. The Tigers playing man-to-man full-court defense. And Johnson Brock can't get the ball past midcourt. It's halftime, and the Tigers have their biggest lead of the night. 8 points over Johnson Brock, 36-28. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Falls City, and the Falls City Tigers, the Johnson Rock Eagles, are hooked up in a good girls game here. We've had a couple of lead changes, a couple of ties, but Falls City outscoring Johnson Rock in quarter number two, 27-11. Johnson Rock led 17-9 after one, but the Tigers' offense hung up 27 points in the second quarter, including 14 from Ashley Kirkendall. Scoring the ball game for Johnson Brock is Taryn Ottman with 17 already in the first half. 7 for Brooklyn Barons, all of hers in the first quarter, and 4 for Natalie Clark. For Johnson Brock, the Eagles are 4 of 7 at the free throw line in the first half. Their foul problems, Chloe Weiss off the bench has 3, and Taryn Ottman picked up her third with 3.5 seconds to go in the first half for Johnson Brock. For the Tigers, leading the way scoring right now is Ashley Kirkendall and Maddie Jones, 14 points apiece. Maddie had 7 in each quarter. Ashley had all 14 of hers in the second quarter. Hannah Collier with 1, 2 for Elise Poppy. We've got 3 for Ava Armbruster and 2 for Reese McNeely. The Tigers won 6-9 in the second quarter at the line. They're 6 of 11 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Foul trouble for the Tigers. Reese McNeely and Elise Poppy, a pair of senior starters for the Tigers. 3 fouls apiece in that first half for Ball City. It's 36-28. The Tigers leading over Johnson Brock in our girls game. The boys game will follow about 20 minutes at the conclusion of our girls game tonight. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break. We'll check in with the weather, then hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes with second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 30. Southeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 47. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 22. Temps above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Chance for scattered showers Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3.
School. It is 28 for the Johnson Brock Eagles, 36 for the Falls City Tigers. In our girls game, it's halftime here tonight. Boys game coming up. Another halftime score tonight at Friend in the girls game. At halftime, it is Falls City Sacred Heart. They are leading the Friend Bulldogs tonight. At halftime, 29-7. 29-7, the Irish leading the Friend Bulldogs in that girls game tonight. All of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the Listen Live button, and then for the drop-down of stations, if you want the game on Sunday, pick KLZA. If you want one of our other stations, including sister station KTNC, click on KTNC. That's where you'll find the Irish tonight and Friend. And, of course, the Tigers here at the Johnson Brock on Sunday 101.3 tonight. Teams are huddled up with their coaches. Johnson Brock will start Natalie Clark in place of Taryn Ottoman, who sits with three fouls here to start the second half. Tigers lead by eight. Johnson Brock had a 9-point lead in the second quarter. After that, the Tigers outscored them by 17. Ball City basketball, midcourt. The Tigers go left to right towards the west bucket here in the second half tonight. Coming up, Maddie Jones with the Tigers have their starting five of the ball game. Ava Armbruster dips the shoulder, runs over a defender, gets it off to Jones, missed the shot, loose ball rebound, picked up by Brooklyn Barron. She's the one that got ran over. Eagle fans wanted to foul a charge on Armbruster, didn't get it. Now Barron's with it, off with the pass there for Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer back, left side. Again, Barron, she might have took two on a little hop there before she got started, too. Here's a shot. Three ball up and good by Natalie Knippelmeyer, her first 3 points of the ball game. And it's 36-31. Pressure in the backcourt ahead to Poppy, playing with three fouls. To McNeely, is playing with three fouls on the baseline for the Tigers. Out top, Maddie Jones with it. The Eagles are zoned up, and it's Ave Arbers for three. No good. Rebound controlled by the Eagles. Brought down by Knippelmeyer. Gets the ball ahead up the floor. Knippelmeyer leaves the ball off there for Buckmeyer. And the pass back toward midcourt. Knocked loose by the Tigers. Out of bounds. From the sideline, just across midcourt, the Eagles bring it backcourt to Brooklyn Barons. Coming up the floor and a reach-in foul on Ava Armbruster. Right in front of the referee is not where you want to commit that foul, probably. Ava picks up just her second. Important for her to stay on the floor this year. She's an excellent defensive player, but she has in the past picked up a lot of fouls. And now up the floor with a basketball. Three-pointer up and on the front edge. No good. Rebound brought down by Jones. Knippelmeyer missed the three. Outlet pass stolen. Barron shoots it. Missed it. Got it back. And a foul on the shot attempt here. Let's see. Think I know who it is. It is Reese McNeely, her fourth. She'll probably go back to the bench here. Just 6:25 to go. In the third quarter, playing about a minute and a half here, picked up her fourth foul. Free throw is up and good for Brooklyn Barron. She's now got 8 points in the ball game tonight. 36-32. McNeely will sit down now. Free throw up and in and out, no good. Rebound off of Maddie Jones. She was ran into from behind by Clark, but it'll be Tiger basketball. As Clark knocks the ball loose. So full court pressure here now by Johnson Brock. At the point, Ashley Kirkendall now to Ava Armbruster. Come over to Poppy. Front court, Kirkendall up the floor, right side, out in the corner. And it's Izzy Armbruster for three. No, she got contacted. And on the rebound, we're going to have a foul on Maddie Jones. That will be Maddie's second foul. Three team fouls on the Tigers already here. We haven't played 2 minutes of this third quarter. They will have to cut back a little bit here on the aggressiveness. Up the floor, Johnson Brock with the ball. 4-point deficit, looking to cut it some more. Head and shoulder fake, give the ball off now. It's Barron's moving in, shooting on the left side, no. Rebound, oh, good move by Kirkendall. Came down with the rebound, was falling down and dribbled, and now she's all the way at the other end. Looking back, Ava Armbruster for three, and it's up short, no good. And Izzy tried to save it in. She got her toe on the line before she jumped in the air, and it will be Eagle basketball. Credit both teams. A lot of good, hard effort in this ball game. Playing hard. That will be Knippelmeyer around the defense now. Out to the top, it's Knippelmeyer. Three ball, swish. Natalie with her second long ball of this third quarter. It's a one-point ball game. Tigers have not scored yet here in the third period. Ava Armbruster up, left side, three ball. Poppy, too strong. The rebound comes out long on the sideline, picked up by Barron. Johnson Brock with a chance to reclaim the lead here at the 5:08 mark. Up the floor they go, whip the ball to the corner and out of the wing. Inside Clark back and in, left hand up, no. And a foul on Maddie Jones, that'll be her third. Tigers now have one player with four, two players with three. And Clark to the line. First one would tie it here. She is 0-for-1 at the line, shooting a pair this time. 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Clark. Ready, lefty on the way up, and off the back, no good. So the best she can do now is tie it. Getting ready here for this second one. Tigers switch out a couple of players here where they're at on the lane. Clark ready, set, up, and good. And we are tied at 36 all at the 5 minute mark. Third tie of the ball game, and now here's the ball stolen. A pass ahead and a layup up and good for Barron. She has double figures with 10 in the ball game. And Johnson Brock gets the lead back, 38-36. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Saw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse in Fall City. Hannah Collier into the game for the Tigers now. Bring the ball in to Ashley Kirkland. Ashley had 14 in the second quarter for the Tigers. They're going to need some scoring. They've not scored the first 3.5 minutes of this third period. Collier with it. Dribbles to the top of the key. Stopped. Giving good to Kirkendall. Missed a pass behind her. Stolen by Johnson Brock. All the way to the hole. Up. Blocked away. Knippelmeyer is blocked by Collier. Kirkendall with it. Over now to Ava Armbruster. She'll bring it up the floor. And, oh, she got pushed. No call there. They're going to let him play. And a 10-second call against the Tigers. Not getting across the lane or across the midcourt line. So a turnover by Fall City. It's a good defense by Johnson Brock. There we go. They're letting them play both ways. There's a lot of contact. Take the ball in. Oh, they had good position. An excellent idea. Clark had Maddie Jones on her hip, and she turned and was wide open under the bucket, and they were just wide on the pass in the paint from just inside midcourt. It was a heck of an idea. They just didn't connect. And the Tigers now inbound on in the backcourt. Kirkendall to trigger, and her pass up the floor, tipped out of there by Knippelmeyer. Now Kirkendall will move across the midcourt stripe, inbounding. She can still go backcourt, into Collier, in the middle, and back now to Kirkendall. Actually working the ball on the right side, throws it across to Collier. Didn't make a clean catch. Gets it to Izzy Armbruster. Now to Collier for three. On the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Clark. And I'll tell you what, Johnson Brock is stealing time here without Ottman playing any in this third quarter. They're halfway through it. She's been on the bench with three fouls. Did not start the second half. Inside pass and traveling against Anna Lulinus before she's able to get rid of the basketball. So Coach Mitchell Atkinson taking a chance here. And as I said, stealing some time with her on the bench. Our teammates are doing a good job. Full court pressure by Johnson Brock. Lead the ball off to Armbruster from Kirkendall. She'll push the ball into the paint. Right side Collier wide open. Skips it over the other side to Jones. Maddie looking from the elbow. Drives in, shoots short, a lot of contact. Rebound to Knippelmeyer. Ahead it goes to Behrens. Behrens up the floor, left side, Knippelmeyer into Clark. Good idea again. They just didn't make the catch, and up the floor comes Collier, and she will be fouled. One of the Eagle players just about ran over a referee after they collided at midcourt. They both say, "Are you okay?" So a foul on Behrens is her second, first foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Bring it ahead, Collier with it up the floor. Hannah moves to the corner. Izzy Armbruster too strong. Weak side rebound brought down. Oh, and we're going to have a fourth foul now on Maddie Jones. She got her arm tied up there with Clark, and Maddie's picked up her fourth foul now. Three of them here in the third quarter. She'll have to come to the Tiger bench. She's got four. Also four on Reese McNeely for the Tigers. Three on Elise Poppy. Johnson Brock leading 38-36. The Tigers have not scored here in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Good defense by Johnson Brock. Full court pressure's been causing fits for the Tigers. Left side with the basketball now. Buckmeyer backing out. Gives the ball around with it. Behrens again. They play catch out top. Push the ball inside to Clark. Up and good on the layup over Izzy Armbruster. Seven for Clark, and Johnson Brock is now up by four. Ahead, Kirkendall. Inside, she gets it back from Armbruster. Off the glass, up, down, and a foul. Make it 16 now for Ashley Kirkendall. Foul on Johns Rock's Brooklyn Buckmeyer, her third foul, team foul number two of the half. 40-38. Kirk it already. High as the bucket. It's on the way up. It rattles. It bangs. It falls out of there. Poppy tried to keep it alive, and she ends up touching it out of bounds. The ball fell out of bounds, one of the two. And it's going to be Eagle basketball. Oh, in the backcourt with it. Buckmeyer pushes it forward. Over the left side, Knippelmeyer for a long two. No good. Offensive rebound. No. Clark got the rebound. Lost it. Picked up again. This time it's that's going to be Knippelmeyer with it. And timeout called by Johnson Brock. They weren't handling the ball very well. Coach Agnes says, let's slow this down. Timeout. Eagles back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
2 minutes, 8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Johnson Brock leads Fall City, 40-38. Eagle basketball inbounding Brooklyn Barons from the baseline. Everybody lined up in the paint. And now Barons looking, lobs it out top. Gets the ball back on a return and double dribble called before they can get rid of the ball. Somebody missed a defensive assignment there for Fall City, according to what I'm seeing from Coach Armbruster. Inbound the ball to Collier. Double team pass stolen. Give it away. Barron's drive. Shoots, and it rolls around, and it goes in. That ball went all the way around the rim before it fell. It's 42-38, and a push foul on the Eagles. That's going to be on Brooklyn Barron's, her third foul. Third foul of the half on Johnson Brock. Barron's three, Buckmeyer three, Weiss three, and Ottoman three for Johnson Brock. Tigers have two players of four and one with three here. Here in the third quarter late, 1:45 to go. Ava Armbruster to Collier. Back to Ava on the left elbow beyond the arc. Moving the ball into the middle. Poppy bounce pass into Kirkendall. Tipped away by Natalie Clark, who's done an excellent job here in this third quarter. She's got 3 points, but she's done good work on the inside. Bring the ball in. Collier, three ball, left wing, up, no. Rebound, Poppy throws it off of an Eagle. Good play, Elise Poppy. Good hustle, jumped up in the air and throws it off the shoulder of an Eagle. And Coach Agnes says, don't tip it, catch the ball. Kirkendall inbound from the baseline. Gets it in to Izzy Armbruster. Foul, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And again, it's on Brooklyn Barons. Her fourth foul, team foul number four of the half on the Eagles. So it will be Izzy Armbruster. Isabel at the line to shoot two. Sophomore guard up, and rattles won't go. She'll get one more here. Checking in will be Chloe Weiss. She's got three fouls for the sophomore. Sitting down is Barron. She has scored 5 points here in the third period. As a dozen for the game, it's up, it's good. First point of the night for Izzy Armbruster. It's 42-39. Off the floor, the Eagles, and nearly a foul on Poppy as the Tigers put some pressure on. Weiss gets it out of there, and a long two-point banker from Anna Lillinus. Rattled the line. It's a two-pointer. It's 44-39. Up the floor, in traffic, pass, knocked away, stolen. Stolen back by Izzy Armbruster. Her shot short, no good. Rebound brought down by Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to Weiss. We go the other way with the Eagles ball. Look inside, cross-court, Collier couldn't quite get there. Lillinus from 18 again. Same spot, same result. She knocks two in a row down. And now all of a sudden, it's a 7-point lead for Johnson Brock. Up the floor, Poppy from Armbruster up, no, whistle and a foul. Well, we've been big. She could have made that and got a 3-point play here. Foul is on Natalie Clark, her second, team foul number five of the half. And back to the line we go now. Elise Poppy for the Tigers. 2 points in the game. First trip to the line. It's up. Rattles won't go. Tigers with just 3 points here in his third quarter. Once again, ready. Elise Poppy, the senior, sets. Fires up and too strong off the back. No good. Long rebound. Buckmeyer with it. Up the floor, and they try to throw it ahead to Weiss. Tipped by the Tigers off of Johnson Brock, out of bounds. Tiger ball. Johnson Brock brings Charlotte Demetsky into the ball game. Freshman checking in there for Buckmeyer, who has three fouls. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Ball comes in. Up the floor, Armbruster. That's Izzy from the free throw line. Up, won't go. And the ball is off the hand, out of bounds of Knippelmeyer. Tiger ball with 25 seconds to go now in the third. 7-point Eagle lead. Collier in, back to Ave Armbruster in the paint. Floats it, got it, and a foul. And a foul. Ava Armbruster now with 5 in the ball game, and she'll be at the line to shoot one. As that foul again on Natalie Clark, her third. Coach Atkinson saying, "My girl went straight up," and they jumped into her. And referee says, "No, sir, she put her arm down." Free throw rattles around, and it goes in for Ava Armbruster. She's got 6 now. It's a 4-point Eagle lead. 16 seconds to go in the third. Push it ahead. Lillinus drives in. Left hand up. No. Rebound for the Tigers. Ava Armbruster. 8 on the clock. Throws it ahead now to Izzy. And she airmailed it out of bounds. Trying to get it to Kirkendall. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Coach Andy Armour says you got to be strong. Just make solid plays. Knippelmeyer just going to hold it, not turn it over. After 3, Johnson Brock 46, Fall City 42. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
After 3, it's 46-42. Johnson Brock outscoring the Tigers 18-6. In the third quarter, the Tigers just couldn't get it going offensively. It's Johnson Brock basketball. They have the lead, 8 minutes up on the clock. A lot of players, a lot of fouls. Going to be an interesting fourth quarter here. So the ball comes in, backcourt to Chloe Weiss. Weiss spins around down the lane. Nobody home defensively. Left-handed layup is good. I know the Tigers didn't draw that up in the huddle after three quarters. Now they find themselves down to 6. And it's Armbrust for ahead. Kirkendall working the ball into the paint on the block. Turn, shoots, got it. Hit the rim, went up and came right back down. She's got 18 in the ball game now for the Tigers. Here comes Johnson Brock up by 4. Here's a steal by Poppy. 1-on-3. May want to hold up. Noob going to go in. Missed it short, and the rebound brought down by Chloe Weiss. And she carries the basketball, turns it over to the Tigers. Tigers might have been better served that time by at least pulling that one back out. It was 1-3 on that drive. Didn't draw a foul. All right, bring it into the Tigers. Backcourt to Ava Armbruster. Left side, inside to McNeely. Taron Audlin back in to start the fourth quarter. The Eagles went the entire third quarter without their leading score in a game. She had 17 in the first half, didn't play in the third quarter because of the three fouls. McNeely is in there with four fouls. Lob it out top. Kirkendall the catch and the shot. It's good again. She's got 20 in the ball game. And we got a two-point game. 48-46. Right now, Johnson Brock owns the odd quarters, and so far the Tigers own the even quarters. A runner with the left hand on the right side, Anna Willinus with six all here in the second half. Full court pressure, 2-1-2 by the Eagles. Ava Armbruster dribbles through it, takes over right side. Jones, three ball off the front edge. No, Weiss the rebound. Tigers got to be careful swiping to that basketball on the dribble with all the foul problems they've got. Weiss comes up the floor, works right side with the pass now to Buckmeyer. Give and go inside, traveling. She bumped in to Ava Armbruster and got an extra step in there, an extra hop, and the Tigers get the ball. All right, again, 2-1-2, full court, zone press. Bring it up in. Kirkendall driving down the middle, stops, draws three defenders to Jones. Now she's double-teamed, needs help. Gets it away to Kirkendall again on the right side wing. Poppy, cross court, Ava Armbruster. Ava, Tigers have all five starters of the game. Poppy runs, floats up, off the mark, no good. And a rebound brought down by Johnson Brock coming through traffic. Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Left side, inside to Ottoman, and that's too simple. Tigers just don't have anybody to contend with her size in there. She's too tall. She's got 19. Tigers' biggest player is 5'8", and you get 5'11", that's the difference. Especially when that 5'11 can handle the ball and move with it or without it. Ottoman, good ball player, one of the best in the area, and just a sophomore. Armbruster moves up. Ottoman blocks the shot. It comes down to Jones. And a foul on the shot against the Eagles. Foul on the Eagles on 24. Brooklyn Buckmeyer has four now. Team foul number seven. The Tigers shooting free throws the rest of the game. Maddie Jones to the line with 14 points. Free throw short, no good. Tigers got some tired players. Kirkendall sitting down like a catcher, along with Ava Armbruster here during the free throws. Been an up and down the court type of ball game. Free throw up and good. Jones one out of two. And it's a 5-point lead for the Eagles, 52-47. Pushing it up, Brooklyn Buckmeyer off the right. No. Faked it right. Comes left side now with it to Knippelmeyer. To Weiss. Weiss back and in. Spins. Gives the ball to Lillis. Back out to Weiss. Fake the three. And ran into by Kirkendall. Over it goes left side. Knippelmeyer. No good. Rebound Jones. Fires it up the floor to Reese McNeely. All by herself. All the way in and fouled. Hustling back there. Trying to block. It was Knippelmeyer. She got the ball, but she also got a piece of Reese McNeely. That foul on Natalie is her first of the ball game, team foul number eight. And it'll be Reese McNeely to the line. She's got 2 points in the ball game, 0 for 2 at the line tonight. Senior gets set, fires the free throw up, and no. Three hops on the rim would not go. Ava Armbruster will get a quick blow. Into the game comes Hannah Collier. One more free throw coming here for Reese McNeely. She had 10 last week in the game I saw against Syracuse. Up, and it bangs around. Won't go again. Rebound comes down to Buckmeyer. She'll give the ball up, and here comes Weiss to the front. Crosses over down the lane. Needs help. Gets it away. Out on the right side, Buckmeyer. Inside, Ottoman. Double team. Back out. Stolen away by Kirkendall. Pushed it up. One on two. All the way in. Left side. And no foul. The ball is loose. Collier gets it. Timeout called by Armbruster. And he did not like the no call on the foul on the drive. But he takes the timeout. And it is 52-47. Johnson Brock leads. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC.
new owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. Sure Ag, LLC, located in Forest City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got 4:39 to go in this ballgame. The lead belongs to Johnson Brock, 52-47. We've had three lead changes, three ties. Tigers put up 27 points in the second quarter. Since that time, just 20. All right, Tiger ball after the timeout. McNeely to Trigger. In, Ave Armbruster fakes, drives up. Ottoman blocks the shot. Oh, and a foul. Where's that at? I'm seeing amongst the Johnson Brock fans. Well, it's not on Ottoman. Foul is called against Natalie Knippelmeyer, her second. And now to the free throw line goes Ave Armbruster. This should be two. It's on the way up. No good. Tigers struggling the line. Eight makes. And 11 misses so far. Now make it 12. Free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Left side it goes to Natalie Knippelmeyer. Device. Fight in the middle between McNeely and Auburn for position in there. They are really battling. Johnson Brock up by five, letting the ball out top run. And a push foul on the Tigers. Push on Hannah Collier, her first. Team foul number six. And it'll be Eagle ball on the sideline, on the far side. Out goes Buckmeyer. Ava Armbruster back in. The Tigers have their starting five in the ballgame right now. Left side with it. Knippelmeyer driving. Off to Weiss. Weiss on the right side of the floor. Reverses. Now stops. Lost her dribble. Needs help. Gets it away. Into Ottoman. Ottoman back out to the top. Now to Knippelmeyer. Fires from 15. Baseline good. Knippelmeyer's got eight. That's two threes and a deuce in the game. In the middle. Kirkendall in the paint. Up. Too strong over Ottoman, who grabs up the rebound. That's not bad strategy. Go right at her. See if you can get another foul or two on her. She's got three. Nothing else to get to that free throw line. Down seven now are the Tigers. 3:33 to go in the fourth. Out on the right side with it. Lillinus. A couple of big hoops in this game. 6 points all here in the second half. And a roller in to Ottoman. Going in, knocked away by McNeely. Ball loose on the floor. Alternating possession. It belongs to the Tigers. The Fall City basketball on the baseline. All the players kind of walking around slowly, like what exactly is going on? They're all winded. They're all digging for breath right now on both sides. All right, Ashley Kirkendall will bring it in. Hannah Collier checked back in on that break. Up the floor. Kirkendall through traffic, double team, has it knocked away. Ottoman picks it up. She's looking for help, gets a device on the right side, and she'll walk it across the midcourt stripe here. Coming up the floor now, gets the ball away to Natalie Knippelmeyer, and a push foul on Ashley Kirkendall. That's going to be Ashley's first foul of the ball game. She's going to have to play the designated fouler here for a little bit. Her and Collier with one each. Ava Armbruster are coming in. Ava's only got two. Collier out. At the line, shooting 1-1. Natalie Knippelmeyer, her first trip to the line tonight. She'll get this one coming up here. 1-1. On the way up and off. No good. Rebound brought down by Reese McNeely. Outlet to Poppy. Ooh, cross court backwards pass. It goes over there. And here comes Armbruster up the floor. Ava to the left side to Kirkendall. Lobs it across. Poppy down in the corner. Ava Armbruster. Tigers got to go a little quick. Down by seven here. Over to Armbruster. Three ball off the mark. No good. Too strong. Ottoman with the rebound. She'll give the ball away. Now to Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens will walk it up. Around the back she goes, off device. 2:18 to go. Eagles have no need to hurry here. Up by 7. And Lilith fires one up. It's partially blocked. Tiger ball coming up the floor. Ava Armbruster and a blocking foul called on Anna Lilith. Well, that's the one you don't want to foul the Tiger. You just put him in the line to shoot 2 free throws when the clock stops. And that's a foul you don't want to commit there. At the free throw line, once again, Ava Armbruster. Ava, made her first three, is 4 out of 8, I believe, at the moment. Second one, her first one on the way up, and off the mark, no good. All of a sudden, she's lost the range. Hannah Collier into the ball game and plays a Reese McNeely. Foul, defense-offense switch here. So one more for Ava Armbruster. They're all important here. Second one up for the junior. Bounces off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Chloe Weiss. Weiss to Behrens up the floor. Brooklyn comes up, gives the ball off. And that's Knippelmeyer moving in. Bounce pass across, knocked loose, stolen by Poppy. Poppy, it's 4-on-1. You got to score here. Stopped. Oh, she traveled. She had 3 teammates over on the left side, tried to stop. And you got to use that jump stop. And a traveling violation on a 4-on-1 break for the Tigers. So Weiss coming up the floor with it against the Tiger pressure. Foul. Oh, there's a. Well, if you're going to foul somebody, make a count, and Hannah Collier did. Bumped into her, and Weiss goes flying, sliding over to the stand on the far side. So now it will be Chloe Weiss to the line for the first time tonight, shooting 1-1. Poppy is out. McNeely back in the game for the Tigers here for rebounding. Vice at the line. First effort of the night from the free throw line. Up. No. Rebound brought down by Maddie Jones. Jones out to Ava Armbruster. Up the floor. Fires up a long one. Short. No good. Save in. And a bucket saved in by Izzy Armbruster. Threw it over her head backwards to Maddie Jones, who caught it and put it in. She's got 17. It's a 5-point game and a foul on the Tigers. And that's Maddie Jones, and that's going to be her 5th foul. That's a tough one there for the Tigers. Maddie fouls out with 17 points at the 125 mark of the ball game. So Poppy comes back in. And at the free throw line is going to be Taryn Ottoman. 19 points in the ball game. This is the final 1-1 of the night. Sophomore gets set, fires it up, and it crawls over the front. That gives her 20 in the ball game. She'll have another one here. And ready. I think Coach Jones Wright might call timeout if she makes it here. Free throw up and rattles off. No good. Rebound comes down to Eagles. Behrens with it. Now timeout called by Johnson Brock. With a minute 21 to go, they're up by 6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
1 minute, 21 seconds to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock leading 55-49. It's Eagle basketball underneath their own hoop. Triggering will be Natalie Knippelmeyer, the 5'8 junior. She gets set. She lobs in long and is caught up there by Behrens. Now over a foul on Collier for the Tigers. Hannah's third. Out of the line to shoot a pair now will be Chloe Weiss. Chloe with 2 points in the ball game. She's 0-for-1 at the free throw line. Sacred Heart girls win tonight. They beat Friends 65-45, the final there. St. Art with the win. Free throw up, free throw good for Weiss. She'll have another one coming here. McNeely back in for Izzy Armbruster for the Tigers. Weiss ready to make it. A 8-point lead. Missed it, no good. Rebound brought down by McNeely. Out of there to Armbruster. Ava coming up the floor in a hurry. Over the left side to Carter. To Tiger. Oh, a pass across. Oh, my goodness. And a foul. Brooklyn Barron just fouled out, going for a steal with 1:08 to go, and she's gonna put the Tigers back at the line with the clock stop. And it will be Ashley Kirkendall at the free throw line here for Falls City. She's got 20 in the game. She's shooting a 2 here. What are they counting? Coach Atkinson is looking at the scorer's table. The players and the other officials are all looking at the scorer's table. Well, they had 60 seconds. I guess that's what they did. You had 60 seconds to make a substitution. He took all of it. Well, at the line, Ashley Kirkendall, 20 in the game, and in and out, no good. Should get one more here. Tiger Jr. getting set again. Kirkendall ready. On the way up. And in and out again, no good. Oddman with the rebound. She got fouled, no call. Poppy fouled her. Now a foul from behind by Izzy Armbruster. Oh, they missed one there. But it will happen. Team foul number 10 on Falls City. So we'll walk down. Taryn Ottman will shoot 2 here. She's got 20 in the ball game. 63 seconds left in this one. Ready at the line is Ottman. It's up. It's off the back. No good. She'll have another one here. McNeely back in for the Tigers. Ottman ready again, sets, fires, up and good, and gives her 21. And the lead is 8, 57-49. Johnson Brock, Kirkendall in the paint, goes to Ottman. Her pass tipped away to McNeely, over to Armbruster. Armbruster driving down the lane, and Ottman blocks it, and oh, they called a foul on her. She's got a big smile on her face. He goes, Mr. Official, I think you might have missed that one, she says. But she didn't really say that to him. But that was what that smile said. At the line for the Tigers, Ava Armbruster to shoot 2. First one is good. That breaks the string of 4 straight misses there for Ava. 48.9 seconds left. The lead is 7. Second one up and short, no good. Rebound, battle for it, and foul on the rebound. This game may not end now. Tiger foul will be called on Izzy Armbruster, her third. And we'll march down to the other end, and this time it's Anna Lillinus at the free throw line for the first time. She's got 6 points in the ball game. A lead is 7, so it's a 3-possession game already. Up and no good for the lefty. She'll have another one coming here. 20 minutes between games when they start the clock here at McNair Henderson Fieldhouse. So we'll have a break between games here. Free throw up and good. Lillinus hits 1 out of 2. And now it's 58-50. Lillinus out of the game. Back in is Natalie Clark. Bring it in to Armbruster. Ava coming up the floor. Crisscross over to Kirkendall for 3. Short front edge. Rebound, Collier gives it back to Armbruster now. Back to Collier. She'll fire a triple. Short, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Brooklyn Buckmeyer. She gets fouled, ends up on the deck. Foul on Poppy. Will be her fifth. I didn't see what happened. I'm sorry. That's the 5th foul on, or is that the 4? No, it's 4. I'm sorry. That's 4 on Poppy. Johnson Brock fans weren't happy. I did not see what happened. All I saw at the end of the play was on the floor was Buckmeyer. She's in line for the first time tonight. It's up. It's good. She'll get another one here. Second free throw coming up. 59-50. And now 60-50 as she knocks them both down. Armbrust are up the floor. Round one defender goes to the baseline. Back to Kirkendall. Dribbles up in the paint. Fires. They foul her again. Holy cow. The Eagles got to stop fouling. I mean, you got the game in hand with 21 seconds to go. Johnson Brock foul this time on Natalie Knippelmeyer, her third. And that puts Ashley Kirkendall back the line to shoot two more. On the way up and good. 21 now for Kirkendall in the ball game. It's 60-51 with 21 seconds to go. Clark is out. Vice, I believe it is, back in there for the Eagles now. Second free throw up. Rattles, won't go. Ottman with the rebound. Gets it away to Buckmeyer. And she is about to fall out of bounds, able to throw the ball back to a teammate. Gets it back to Knippelmeyer. And she got fouled by Ava Armbruster, picks up her third foul with 14.8 seconds to go. At the line, Natalie Knippelmeyer sets up, no good. 8 points in the ball game for the Eagle Junior. They have any senior starters? No, they don't. Natalie Clark comes off the bench. She's a senior. Free throw, no. Rebound, Ashley Kirkendall. Coming up the floor with it. Gives the ball off to Collier. Drives to the paint. Elevates the shot. No good. Ottman with another rebound. Knocked away by the Tigers. Picked up by McNeely. And Poppy will fire at the buzzer. No good. Your final score, Johnson Brock 60. Fall City 51, 60-51. Johnson Brock with the win. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. 60-51, the win to the Johnson Brock girls are now 3-0. Falls City 1-1 on the season. Scoring in our girls game tonight for Falls City. 21 for Ashley Kirkendall tonight, 17 for Maddie Jones. After that, Hannah Collier with one. Elise Poppy had two, seven for Eva Armbruster, one for Izzy Armbruster, and two for Reese McNeely. The Tigers went 10 for 29 at the foul line. For Johnson Brock, led by Taryn Ottman with 21 points in the game, a dozen for Brooklyn Barons, seven for Anna Lillinus, eight for Natalie Knippelmeyer, Brooklyn Buckmeyer two, Chloe Weiss had three, and seven more for Natalie Clark for their total of 20. They went 12 of 24 at the free throw line in tonight's ball game. 60-51, your final score, Johnson Brock with the win over Fall City. All right, the boys are out warming up. We'll take a break here. We'll be back in about 13-14 minutes. Logan Carver, I'll let you know when we're coming back, and we'll be back here in just a little bit with the boys' game coming up on Sunny 101.3.